You are clear to land in Bay B, Admiral Hurley. There was a strange sound to the launch bay coordinator's voice, not fear, exactly, but something cold, almost dead. Acknowledged, Hurley replied. She knew, of course, what was happening. She'd seen the enemy ships on her own scanners, hundreds of them, more than the entire massed fleets of humanity could hope to defeat. She also knew what would happen next, what had to happen. Admiral Garrett would detonate the massive bomb General Kane and Dr. Hofstadter had found, and if the CEL scientist was as brilliant as everyone said, the warp gate leading back to X-1, to human space, would be disrupted for several centuries, an impassable obstacle instead of an open pathway. It was an ideal way to end the war, cutting off the massive First Imperium forces from human space without a fight. But there was a problem. Midway and the rest of Compton's fleet, nearly half of humanity's combined naval strength, was on the opposite side of the system, light hours from the Sigma IV gate. There was no way they could get back, not before the First Imperium forces were able to transit. And Hurley knew that was something Admiral Garrett simply could not allow, no matter what the cost. She understood the tone in the coordinator's voice. Word had to be spreading through the fleet. They were facing almost certain death, and everyone had to accept that in his or her own way. She was confident the Alliance spacers, at least, would stay at their posts and go down fighting. She knew damned well she would. Her fighters had been savaged in the combat, but they weren't done yet, not by a long shot. And as soon as they could refuel and rearm, she intended to lead them back into the fray. "Bring us in, Commander." Hurley glanced over at her pilot. Commander Wilder had been under instructions from Admiral Garrett to keep Hurley away from the worst of the fighting. Greta Hurley had no peers in the field of fighter-bomber tactics, and Garrett knew she tended to push herself in the forefront of her squadrons. He'd been determined to keep his aggressive fighter commander from getting herself killed, and knowing how stubborn Hurley was, he figured a secret pact with her pilot seemed the likeliest way to achieve success. Wilder had made a noble effort, but in the end, Hurley and events had prevailed, and Wilder had joined his commander in taking their fighter right into the maw of an enemy battleship and delivering the killing blow to the behemoth. "Yes, Admiral," the pilot replied. 45 seconds to landing." Hurley leaned back in her seat and took a deep breath. She had about 240 fighters left, less than half of what she had led into battle just the day before. But it was still a potent force. They might not have any real hope of survival, but she silently vowed that her people would sell their lives dearly to the enemy. She looked through the forward cockpit to the hulking form of Midway beyond. Compton's flagship was one of the greatest machines of war ever constructed by man, 2 kilometers of sleek hull, bristling with weapons. Until the First Imperium invasion, mankind had considered itself strong and technologically advanced, impressed, as men so easily were, by its own achievements. But now they were fighting an enemy thousands of years ahead of them. Courage and innovation had bridged that gap, at least in the battles on the line, allowing the outmatched humans not only to stem the enemy tide, but to drive the First Imperium fleets back. But those victories had only stirred the enemy to bring forth its full strength, and now humanity was faced with the real power of their enemy. Against the massive array now approaching, even a battle wagon like Midway seemed weak and small. The fighter moved steadily toward a large opening in Midway's hull. Hurley could see tiny shapes moving around the bay, technicians clad in environmental suits and small tractors carrying parts and supplies toward the fighters sitting in their cradles. A landing bay during a battle was a busy place. It took a lot of support to keep her birds in space and fighting. She felt the deceleration as her ship slowed gradually. Landings could sometimes be a rough affair, but not with a pilot like Commander Wilder at the controls. Hurley had been a great pilot herself, and a feared ace who had racked up a still unmatched number of kills in the days before her advancing rank had, at least ostensibly, taken her out of the direct fighting. But she had to admit to herself, Wilder was even better than she had been. He worked the controls of the fighter like they were extensions of his own body.